Rockstar Podcast, episode 43, Mariano and Lorenzo, without Aggie this week. We talk about businesses who are less than moral and a decision that Mariano has to make. We also talk about climate change and some other odds and ends. Hope you enjoy. Hello and welcome to Rockstar Podcast, episode number 43. We're losing people by the week.
43? Are we already there? That's unbelievable.
Yes.
It's fantastic.
Hi, Mariano.
Hello, Lorenzo.
So last week, Aggie left at the end early, and now she's showing up late.
Yes.
And I am clearly frazzled this week. That is me, yes. Rather than you guys, yeah. Or at least you.
Had you all been a fly on the wall before this podcast, it would have been great.
For the guy who tells you that he records you guys all the time, I definitely did not record the past 20 minutes. A lot of fires I'm putting out.
I can tell you it was fun to be here listening.
Oh.
Being I don't know, I feel like I might have been your psychiatrist.
Yes, well.
Tell me why you feel that way.
I think you and I probably both should hire a company that shows up at people's doors when invoices are sent out.
Maybe that might be a good idea.
That might be a good. We need a heavy, as they say.
We need a heavy.
Actually, exactly. Aggie probably would be the one that would probably. She's the bulldog.
Yeah, exactly. She is. Well, you know, or your daughter,
Aggie, or actually my wife. Yeah. My wife. She. Yeah. Yes, and your wife actually.
Yes, both of our wives.
Yeah, they'll go. Actually, they'll cut a B.
We could that could actually work. Actually, now that I'm thinking about it.
I have a feeling that we couldn't afford either of them on payroll.
No, probably not.
No. Now, last week we talked about how, well, last week we went into parenting and GMO.
Yes. A very broad swath of
topics. And Italy in the middle.
Yes.
Yes. So Tony's probably going to come back soon.
Okay. Good. Good for him.
I'm kidding. I have no idea. Now, July 5th, you guys are both going to be out, you and Aggie. So,
yes. I'm going to be...
Where?
Down in Ocean City, New Jersey.
Vacationing?
Family vacationing, yes.
And Aggie, do we know where she's going to be?
I'm sure she's going to be away.
Well, we know
that. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Where? Okay. She has not told us.
Jersey Shore, Wildwood.
Yes.
I will not... 4th of July. No, I won't. No. I went to Disney, remember?
Yes.
Yeah.
But you're not going to take like that Friday off?
No.
No?
No. I don't think I am. Well, actually, someone will tell me whether I am or not.
And that someone being the heavy in the relationship.
Yes, yes. That is just in generic terms, not in physical terms.
Yes, yes, of course.
Not that there's anything wrong with it, but it would be for her. But that said, I think I'll be at the swim club.
Oh, okay. Well, yes. That does not surprise me.
You don't look prepared today, but you said you are prepared.
I am prepared today.
You have topics.
I actually have a couple of topics.
Okay, and you've come without your computer, or it's not here? Or?
Well, I came directly from dropping the kids off at school. So.
Okay. Is today last day?
Today is last day.
Yes.
There's a picnic event at noon that I'm going to have to go to.
You have to go to?
Yeah.
Could you imagine if I ever told my father when I was in kindergarten, Dad, you have to leave work to go to a picnic? My dad would smack me up. He'd be like, what time is the picnic? 7 o'clock tonight? Or is it on Sunday?
It doesn't happen that way.
Are you chaperoning?
No. No, I'm not chaperoning. But it's the end of the year thing. It's a traditional thing. I've been going every year. And
But they're different schools, right?
Well, yes, they are different schools.
Who?
Gemma finished a week ago.
Okay.
And she had her own picnic.
Okay.
Which I went to.
All right.
And then this week is Jay and Tatiana. So.
Okay. And, okay. I thought that was Aggie walking in and it's not. Okay. So you had some topics you said.
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to throw one out?
Well, the first one is,
oh no,
I don't know. I want to know what your experience in this has been. Recently there have been, I've gotten a couple.
Karen just texted me, but I was on mute.
That's fantastic.
I think people actually probably people
43 want. Episodes in.
Yeah, there you go. You got me back. Finally okay, got it. Yeah, finally got it right.
One of the things that I discovered recently was one of our competitors is calling out our customers and telling them that they're us.
Oh.
And selling them on new services.
Internet slander.
Contracts. Yeah. Okay. Being negative about not necessarily being negative specifically about us, but really kind of positioning themselves as...
Wait, they call up, they say, hi, we're a Valiant, and we suck?
No. They call up, they say, hi, we're a Valiant, we'd like to take over your website, or we have a new website program that we'd like to tell you about, and so on and so forth. So
okay.
This has happened multiple times now, and what frustrates me about it is, and the reason why I wanted to talk about it today is just, you know, there are a lot of less than scrupulous sales organizations out there.
Yeah.
And now that I'm actually experiencing it, it's very frustrating to me.
Yeah.
Because we don't operate that way. Like we're pretty straightforward and honest, and if a customer doesn't like our service, we kind of take it on the chin and we kind of try to resolve issues with them.
Just like a Friday night for you.
Just like a Friday night. I mean, don't get me wrong, we have great customer service ratings. But I just can't believe that there are people in this day and age that would take on those.
I can't believe you found out about it. Well, how did you find out?
We found out about it because a couple of our customers have told us about the
experiments. Did they call knowing that they were your customers, or did they call not knowing they were your customer?
They called knowing that they were our customers.
So,
a couple of our customers who really like our service called us and said, "Hey, from our phone call the other day, you asked me this, and this, and then we don't know what they're talking about." So
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say, either your customers are potentially duping you, because at what point did company non-scrupulous think that when the client of yours started doing the services that they supposedly offered, that the billing didn't go to like, what point did they not realize things were going to happen?
No. They told us after
the company call. That called. So yeah. Let's say the company calls, pretends they're a Valiant.
By the time we find out about it, they have not received the first bill from.
Right, but what does the company think is going to happen when the client? Let's say the client that they call, pretending that they're you, right, agrees. And then all of a sudden, they have to email them or send them a bill. Did you look to see if there's an Avelliant with two T's?
.co or something? That's a good question. I don't know.
Do you know the name? Do you know the company?
I do know the company, but I'd rather not say it on air.
Okay. Can I say it on air if you write it down on paper?
No.
No? And what steps have you taken?
This is a recent development. So one of the things that I think that we're going to start doing is try to be a little bit more visible in terms and connect, because there are two things with us. We have our company, Avelliant, and the service that we offer is FlexSight.
Yeah.
So I think that what may be happening is customers don't necessarily know that Avelliant is the company that runs FlexSight. And
sure.
So there may be a little bit of confusion around there.
Well,
so
why did you call it FlexSight, or why?
Because the company is Avelliant. FlexSight is the product.
So it's FlexSight.
FlexSight by Avelliant.
By Avelliant.
Yeah. So okay. I think that really all we need to do is a little bit of brand, or it's not even just brand, because this company's calling up and saying they're us, but trying to give a little bit more of an understanding of what our business practices are, who we are. I might even do a couple of blog posts about this.
Did you ever hear about that before?
Oh, yeah. They're a big company. They're a sales-driven organization. Oh,
okay. So they're just going to bully their way through stuff.
They're
it's like Yelp. It's like when you...
Exactly.
Okay.
They're bullying their way through...
Are they local? Do they have a local
they're
affiliate?
Local.
I'd love to have them on as a guest.
They're in... They're on the West Coast.
Like, bring them in while you're...
Oh, my God, that would be awesome.
So are you considering not bothering because you just think it's, like, one salesperson out of 100 and they're just one person's doing... Is it someone who used to live in Seattle who used to work for you?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think that
would be a full circle.
That would be a definitely full circle. No, I think that it's... what bothers me, I think, more than anything about it is that, you know... We try to get our customers and customer satisfaction based on our merits, like what we do. And if somebody else comes along and says...
Yeah, but this is ground level stuff that you're talking about. Like, yes, we all, like, this is like below, like...
It's below the belt. Like, I was so frustrated when I've heard about it now. It's happened more than one occasion So if it was just like an isolated incident, I would have been like, whatever.
Fake news.
But it's now happened on a couple of instances. And there are different approaches that they take when they go to the customers. In some cases, they introduce themselves as a Valiant. In some cases, they say, we're the premier partner with whoever it is that we're working with. So
this sounds very 80s style, early 90s style sales.
It does.
Which is ironic because of if that's the case, it stinks from the head down. And, well, we have elections in a year. So it's amazing how these things seem to come around in a circle. But,
well, and then part of the reason why I'm bringing it up is that I wanted to know if you've had any kind of experience, like slimy sales experience.
Yeah, I've called people pretending that I'm like, you know, AmericanEagle.com and stuff like that all the time.
I didn't ask you
mean the other stuff. Oh,
but if you want to expose that,
you mean that.
That's fine.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Strike that from the records, please. Okay. I've had plenty of times where I have seen brands that I've designed, developed, copied. I'd say about 95% for other companies have done it, they've basically either taken the website and I remember there was one, it was a pro DJ company, someone took the code and put it up on their website as a DJ in Sri Lanka. There was a couple of, it usually happens in the wedding industry, a couple of DJ brands that I've made, and then I've seen the exact same thing, just the letter switched around, the exact same logo, brand that I marked, the colors, all that type of stuff. I come across that a lot. A lot in the sense of probably, like, ridiculous amount. Like, the entire brand that I spent 3-4 months working on copied exactly for another company, and usually it's like the Midwest,
right?
Where they just got fancy with technology.
Have the same initials and
yeah, I mean literally the same font, the same colors, everything, the exact same thing. If you walked past it, you wouldn't know, you couldn't tell the difference. I've never cared, never cared. But yours is different.
Copying,
yours is different. They're copying.
Copying runs rampant.
Well, that's the closest I've really come to it.
Yeah, and I mean, that's frustrating, but that's almost something that you cannot do. There's almost nothing you can do about that.
Usually the client gets more upset, which I can understand. It's their company. For me,
well, not to mention they've paid for that. You know, the client.
Yeah,
that's
totally,
more of
I get
an offense
it.
To the client because they've paid you to develop that. They paid a lot of money for you to develop that. And then somebody out wherever in the Midwest or wherever they are, they've copied that design. And so, I mean, it's almost the onus in that case is on your customer to go after that other company.
Yes. The uniqueness is that because I'm in the wedding industry.
That actually brings up another question that I have. Do you ever?
We're not going to get this. You're not going to get this into a getting to know. It's not going to
happen. No. Do you ever copyright or trademark your designs?
No.
Do you know anybody that does?
Other designers, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't hang out with other designers. No, other than photographers, they're the worst people to hang out with. No, I can't. I don't. I hang out with other business people, but not designers. No,
yeah.
Because you know the guy who hits the home run and then watches it, and then it ends up going off the wall, and he's thrown out at second.
Right.
And that's what designers do. They design something and then they look at it for 3 days. I design stuff and I give it to my clients to go make money. I'm not romantic about it. Like, I know that the stuff is good, but like, I design stuff to sell stuff so they can sell. I don't get romantic about it. What was the question?
We don't look at our stuff for 3 days either.
The
question was whether you copyrighted or trademarked anything.
No, and other people.
And do you know if your customers do?
I do have some customers who have done it. They always handle it because I just give them the rights to it and then that's it. And they handle it. Once they start adding zeros to their bottom line, then they start realizing it. But like, you know, small businesses and stuff like that, they probably trademark at most, but I don't think they go like, with the Pantone collars and, you know, usually the larger brands, like when I do stuff for Remax, which you can't do anything with. Like, they give you any kind of marketing piece or anything for Remax, the logo has to be a certain size, but not even that has to be in a certain percentage compared to everything else. So it's just, they're very limiting in terms of what the realtors could do. Whereas
the because they're for that, they want brand consistency.
They do, but it gets to the point where, like, you know, if you're doing a business card, the mark, their brand has to be 20%
of the card.
Yeah,
precise.
Oh, yeah. It gets, and it's like, you know, these realtors are trying to, but they don't want them to brand themselves as much. So, Keller Williams is, they're not as stringent. Weichert is. But I mean, I understand it. However, I don't get into that kind of stuff. I let the clients usually handle it on their own because it's easier for them to do it. I just let them deal with it. But
And as far as you're concerned, the mark is your product for the customer. And then once the customer has that and has the rights to it, they can really do whatever they want with it.
Yeah, I want no rights to it. I tell them they get all their files. They can have it all. But I don't hang out with designers.
How much?
You're the closest I hang out to with a designer.
And I am not a designer.
No, but you are affiliated with designers, yes. And that's about like my Kevin Bacon sevens.
About six degrees of separation.
Yeah, no, I meet designers and I'm like, no. It's not, I'm generalizing, of course, but they're too romantic about what they do.
Mm.
And I'm not.
Interesting.
Yeah. Do you?
No. We've copyrighted a couple of things. We've copyrighted or trademarked? I don't remember which we did. I think we copyrighted a couple of marks we did for ourselves.
Yeah.
Product FlexSight.
Yeah.
And I actually don't know if we copyrighted
that company's
our,
now
going
to do that. The company that's calling your clients is going to listen to this.
Yeah, right. They're going to be like, oh.
You have a .co, right?
.co and .com.
.com, but you promote .co, right?
We used to. We're switching a little bit more towards .com again. .co is, first of all, interestingly more expensive to register.
Well, and they figure businesses are going to do it, so that's why they charge up.
And then and we've had the .com for a while, and so you know, we haven't had a particular strategy about whether one is more than the other, but more people are familiar with .com.
So how are you going to handle this company?
I'm going to write a blog post about it, probably, and not necessarily calling out the company.
Is that the modern day therapy?
That is the modern day therapy, but more as an informative piece for our customers. Because the one thing that's like, there are unscrupulous people all over the world, and there are some people that are just going to screw you, and there's no way you can get back at them.
And there are some here.
But my opinion on it is that as long as my customers are informed and are going in with eyes wide open about the decisions that they're making.
Are you going to tell them who it is?
My customers?
Yeah.
Well, the customers who have had the experience know who it is.
Oh,
because they find out after the fact. When they come to us, you know, we'll say to them, this was not us, this is...
Okay.
Unscrupulous company.
Gotcha.
I feel like calling out that company doesn't really benefit me as much as pointing out the things that you get with Avaliant and why you stick with Avaliant.
Okay.
You know, like those are the things that I feel like the reason why our customers are with us are because we have really awesome support. We have awesome customer service.
Awesome.
How am I supposed to say it?
Fantastic.
Awesome.
No, fantastic.
Fantastic. We have fantastic customer support. We have people that are very passionate about the work that they do.
Yeah.
And it comes through when we interact with customers. So I want to make customers aware that they may get a phone call of somebody claiming to be a Avaliant.
How many have you gotten called? Two or three?
I'd say I know of for sure at least three. And I have suspicion that there are a handful, maybe 5 or 10.
Do you have your clients public? Like, is it easy to?
No, our clients are not public. But when you go to one of our clients' websites, it's clear that it's one of ours.
In the movie The Departed, there was the rat, right? And it was Matt Damon and DiCaprio for the other side. I have a feeling this might go back to a rat.
Really?
Yeah, that is not employed currently.
Interesting. Interesting.
I have a feeling, because if you're telling me that you're, I mean, sure, you make some public notifications of clients.
But this kind of thing, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
But the this kind of practice has been going on since before that happened.
So okay. All right.
I don't think it's him.
Do you know what he's doing these days? We're talking about your brother, by the way. Or Sam.
Or Sam, right.
Sam's planning his exit strategy. He's like, look, right, guys,
exactly.
For the next year, I'm going to be Russia. Okay. Right. I'm going to release the 30,000 emails.
You know, my brother actually works for the...
Russia?
No, he works for the British...
Oh, yeah.
Consulate. In Boston. And if I'm not mistaken, you know, one of the things the MLB is doing this year, the Red Sox and the Yankees are going to London to play.
Yeah. Does he get to go?
I think he's going.
That's got to be a dream for him.
I have to ask him. Listen, Paolo, if you're listening to this podcast, tweet out whether you're going to London or not.
A person who is a big Red Sox fan and works for the British consulate, and they're playing the Yankees in London, you would think he would be like, you know.
And he's organized stuff like this before. You know, like I know he's organized Celtics games for the consulate and, you know, the private booth and that kind of thing.
Right.
I know I asked him the question and I can't remember his answer. I'm pretty sure that he said yes, he was going, but
okay. Where are they going to play? At Wembley or where do they play?
I don't know.
Okay. I looked at his follower count. He's got like 800 followers. Not that it matters too much, but
way more than me.
Oh, it is? Really?
Which is funny because
you tweet. That's the one thing you've been consistent with, if nothing else.
Yeah, but I don't tweet a lot. I don't tweet enough.
You haven't Instagrammed lately either.
Yeah,
I haven't Instagrammed. Not in a while. In fact, I think I have you on alert, so I haven't seen anything from you in a while. For a social butterfly, you're not very social.
I know, I'm terrible at self-promotion, and I've said this now.
I'm thinking to start, this is going to be just a little bit too much of an excuse. I think you just don't do it. Self-promotion, you can. I told you can always just retweet my shit.
It's true. I could retweet your stuff.
And Aggie's in there. She's all mixing it up and stuff.
Aggie's pretty awesome with the tweeting.
When she's here. And she, like, showed up.
Oh, my God.
She's like the Mets who signed Jed Lowry as a big free agent acquisition, and he hasn't played a game. Or he showed up for an at-bat in spring training. Like, we can't find Jed Lowry. We can't find Aggie. Maybe we should just change our podcast time. Should we just change the whole thing?
We should, you know, we should.
She asked if we were going to talk about her.
It should be a picture of you and me holding hands.
Well, I don't even, you know, me who enjoys the awkwardness of anything, I don't even understand this. Okay, so we should.
That should be the new logo. That's
so we'll be looking for a new coat. No, I'm kidding. Of course not. She's going to show up in the last 3 minutes.
She'll walk through the door.
Because now we're 25 minutes in. And, I would say this.
She did write to me while we were talking.
And what she said?
She said that, I'll read this.
Yes.
Guys, I'm so sorry. This has turned into a marathon meeting. So.
Okay. All right.
All right. So we can talk about her now.
Okay. Well, we just did. okay. So you're not going to contact the company, correct?
I'm not.
Do you have another topic? Or did you?
I did have another topic, but if you have.
No, something. No. Let's go.
Well, the other topic that I had last week, I listened to a podcast, the TED Talk podcasts.
Oh, wait. How was Max's?
That went very well.
Yes. We had a kids episode a couple of weeks ago, and Maximilian,
yeah.
Was doing a TEDx talk at a school.
Yep.
And how did that go?
It went very well. Yeah, it was very well attended. My wife was one of the speakers. Mm-hmm. She did it with one of the teachers at Max and my kids' preschool and first grade. And their talk was excellent. There were a couple of other speakers that had really good topics, and Max was great as the MC. He came out. He didn't do a talk.
He did it.
He didn't do a specific talk.
In a suit.
No. He came out in a suit, and he was like, they had the huge, you know, TEDx logo on stage. It was really he was It was very nice. He was good. He's very impressive as a.
I'm sure it was like all the rage for him.
Very confident. And oh
the,
yeah, it was all the, rage.
The ladies were swooning.
Yeah, exactly. The ladies were swooning.
How? 13?
We were all very proud of him.
How old is he?
He's 11.
11. Okay. So what was your other mention?
Oh, the other mention. So we did the. So I listened to the TEDx or the TED podcast with Guy Raz. And the most recent one that I listened to was about climate change, which I thought was really interesting.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm curious because...
Fake news. Enemy of the people.
Well, and in conjunction with that, around the same time the Bill Nye video came out, have you seen this?
I may have.
So he did
He does a lot of videos, though.
But he did this as part of a... not John Oliver. Yeah, John Oliver.
Yeah.
He did it as part of one of those last week tonight.
Yeah, episodes. Yeah, on HBO.
And he did this video where he comes in and he goes safety glasses on, and he talks a little bit about climate change, and he goes, the point is the planet is on fucking fire. And here are the things we can do about it. Are they expensive? Yes, but you know, I have to show it to you later. It's hilarious.
Okay.
And then so this TED Talk podcast had Greta Thunberg, who is the Swedish, 16-year-old Swedish activist.
Okay.
Who sat outside of the Swedish Parliament for multiple days, kind of demanding climate action.
Okay.
She's actually, you know, kind of made progress toward that goal. She also did a really great TED Talk, very powerful. Like. You know, if you listen to it, it's a very kind of deep dive into what she feels about climate change.
Okay.
So, you know, I've always been a person that's very interested in the climate and concerned about the climate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But this kind of like brought it to a different level for me because she talked about, you know, in 80 years, it will be too late. It will be too late. There won't be anything that we can do about it.
At that point. Frack it.
Yeah.
Nobody gives a frack.
So
there are some arguments to the limited amount of fracking being a good thing, frack it.
You know, the other thing that came up in this TED Talk is, which you know I remember very well. There's the ozone layer hole.
Yeah,
you know, and this became a national or global crisis.
Yeah,
and. We've managed to change our behavior from that to so that it is now either closed or almost closed. There's the ozone hole, you know, is gone. So I find this a parallel. Like this is a parallel situation. You know, this is where we have data that shows, you know, the carbon parts per million in the atmosphere has reached over 400. That's something that the scientists have been warning us about for a long time. Like, why? It's interesting to me that this hasn't kind of gotten the same kind of global urgency.
Right.
That the hole in the ozone layer.
Oh, okay.
You know, like the hole in the ozone layer, this was a global emergency. If we lose our ozone layer, we're dead.
No, but I'm saying what hasn't gotten the same as the ozone layer?
Climate change, carbon in the atmosphere, and it's not as like, okay, fine. Even if you don't want to believe that this is a problem,
yeah,
like all of the solutions that are being suggested,
yeah,
generate jobs. They're good for our
health.
The
people deciding who are against this logic of progress had that same logic when this country was founded, we would be owned by Germany right now. There is no forward thinking. Whether you're right or wrong, there's no forward thinking. Like the industrial era, that was forward thinking. There was, okay, we got horse and buggies, let's make a car. Okay, let's make a plane. Now, well, hell, we're going to go into that hole and dig some more coal, but we ain't going to get no windmills because you get cancer from it. Like that's the mental. You know, if we lose a couple of listeners based on my opinion on that, we're for the better.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I really don't give a crap. Because like you said, you can have opinions about certain things, but the notion of ignoring things, and I believe windmills were blamed for causing things.
China probably.
Yeah. Well, they are causing problems. Yeah.
Well, and you know, the Do you remember? Yeah, I'm sure you watched Superman, the original movie, Chris Reeve.
Yeah.
Well, that's not the original, but
yes,
the Chris Reeve movie.
Our original
movie, yeah. Superman. I'm reminded of that, of the beginning scene when Krypton is like about to be blown up by the sun, and like all of the politicians are like, "This is not happening.
Yes.
we're going to be fine.
Yes.
I don't know why you want to send a ship up into space."
Yes,
and we benefited because we got Superman as a result of it. So.
On that note, there'll be no more further episodes as the world is going to blow up next week. Thanks, Aggie, for showing up. Appreciate it. Tony, salute to you as well. Episode 43, Mariano and Lorenzo do the heavy lifting as usual. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.